Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is the Good Health Granny, and I serve grandparents who want to leave a legacy of good health to their grandkids. What that means is that I empower grandparents to actually save the lives of their grandchildren. Now, that may sound kind of dramatic to you, but I can assure you it really isn't. For those of you who didn't hear last week's show, I want to share the reason why I'm so passionate about saving our grandkids' lives. It's because of the current statistics that predict that this generation of children could be the first generation to have a shorter life expectancy than their parents. So, the Good Health Granny is a movement to change this prediction and to protect the children of this generation. Now, most people might ask, how can we do that? Most grandparents really aren't even aware of how powerful of an influence that they can be and probably already are in the lives of their grandkids. Last week, my daughter and granddaughter and I went to a networking meeting. And when I introduced myself and told what I did, the lady sitting next to me whispered in my ear, "I need to talk to you." I could hear the fear in her voice. And after talking to her, it turned out that she has a 9-year-old granddaughter that was just diagnosed with liver disease. And this grandmother didn't feel like her daughter was paying enough attention to her granddaughter's health. She was looking for a way to connect with the daughter and maybe even her granddaughter to make sure the granddaughter got healthy and stayed that way. She didn't seem to realize that she had the ability herself to sway the granddaughter into making the healthy lifestyle choices necessary to heal her liver. Now, of course, the Good Health Granny's focus is helping this generation of children make a healthier lifestyle choice so that their bodies will beat the statistics and they will live longer and healthier and happier lives. But in order to sway these children into changing their health course, grandparents and people of my generation first have to understand how to connect with their grandkids. They have to believe and accept how much influence they can, and probably already do, have over these special people. I'm sure some of you already have a fantastic relationship with your grandkids, and you don't really need any help in this area. But unfortunately, some of us aren't really that lucky. Let me ask you this. Have you heard this joke? If I had known how much fun grandchildren were, I would have had them first. Kind of silly, it's been around for a long time, but I really relate to this. Probably I should have it put on a t-shirt sometime soon. I'm really having a blast on the play dates that I have with my grandkids. I think my grandkids are almost having as much fun as I am. So at this same networking meeting, I met a young lady that has an 88-year-old grandfather, and she told me about going on what she called adventures with him. And it sounded like that it was real similar to the play dates. The only difference was that she was initiating them, and she was having such a good time doing this with her grandfather and watching him enjoy life again. So I hope my grandkids feel the same way about the things that we do. I'm using this time spent with my grandkids on these play dates as a tool to connect better with them. You might ask yourself what purpose the tool of a play date serves in influencing your grandkids. And to be honest, any tool that helps a grandparent succeed at performing this all-important role is totally all right with me. Just so long as you grandparent right, then I'm happy. Grandparenting done right provides a critical role in the passing on to the next generation the knowledge, culture, and sense of being part of something bigger than oneself. It's connecting generations, helping that grandchild connect with their roots, It's belonging somewhere. If the belonging doesn't exist within the family who loves them and wants what's best for them, these young people will find it elsewhere. According to the Los Angeles Police Department, some of the reasons a young person actually joins a gang, for instance, is their inborn need to identify or recognition, to look for protection, to find fellowship and brotherhood. In other words, for validation. Their need to be valued must be met. It's sad, but a fact that parents in today's busy, fast-paced world are trying to juggle all the tasks necessary to meet that the everyday needs of their families. And sometimes it's impossible for them to take time out to validate their children. They're simply so busy providing for them that they don't have time for the emotional part. Grandparents can really fill that gap. And I think most of us grandparents don't even realize the power we have within our own hands to validate our precious grandbabies. When we succeed at validating our grandkids, the connection we have with them goes a long way in giving them a reason to make good choices. What we become, in reality, is a mentor to that grandchild. Now, you might ask, why do grandparents make good mentors? And there's several reasons. One is they have a close family bond. The second reason would be they don't have to be the disciplinary figure in their grandchild's life. The third one is they can create a safe space for their grandchild to come and talk about things that are bothering them. They usually have more time and hopefully more patience than the parents do. Now, this creates a unique relationship and gives us a special opportunity to mentor these special people who hold our hearts in their hands. To mentor them the right way, there are actually three rules to follow. The first one is we have to see them as a whole person. Help them in all areas of their life, like help them learn to control their emotions, help them academically, their intellect. Help them explore their creativity, their skills and talents that just might turn into their life's work someday. Help them take control of their physical bodies, what they eat, how much they exercise, actually how they even control stress, because kids have a lot of stress in today's world. Help them develop their social skills. We can help them embrace their place as a member of the family. We can teach them about finances, how to earn money, how to save money, where to give their money, and sharing their possessions. Help them develop and grow spiritually. Lead them to Jesus, to an understanding of what having an intimate relationship with Jesus requires of them and what it'll do for them throughout their lifetime. The second rule is to work hard on their core values, making sure they develop a healthy self-image that can't be shaken, even if their peers or their maybe even adults ridicule or criticize them. And the third rule is the importance of generational guardianship of our culture and our responsibility to that culture. Teaching them what is right and what's wrong and how to do right in all circumstances, how to make the right choices, the right decisions. If you're like me, you might find some of these skills that we're supposed to teach these special loved ones are kind of intimidating. I myself feel very intimidated when I think about having their little lives in my hands and having to teach them these things. Sometimes we can actually seek out mentors for ourselves that can help us along the way. Our another idea is to reach out to other people and ask them to become a mentor to our grandchildren in the areas that we feel like we're not adequate. Sort of a swap grandchildren program with other grandparents you know who possess these skills. Today's world is so upside down sometimes that, in my opinion, almost all children can benefit from mentors, and you can never have too many of them. So please reach out and be a mentor to the younger generation. Even if you don't have grandchildren, find a young person or two and mentor them. They all need it. They all need that validation. It makes them a whole person. And it gives you the influence to help guide and direct them throughout their lifetime. Now, be sure to go to my Facebook page and search for, but you can find it by searching for The Good Health Granny. And like us. This is where you'll find more tips and ideas on how we can help change the statistics and make sure our grandchildren live healthier, longer lives. Next week, I'll be sharing recipes on how we can actually transform the unhealthy snacks our grandkids enjoy eating into healthy snacks that look similar. Be sure and join us, and watch out for